Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. It is a great day to be alive. That's what I know. How do you feel? I'm hoping you're thinking the same way. Well, today we have a really great show lined up for you. In fact, we're going to be talking about how to upshift your thinking, upshift your consciousness, helping you to take actions that maybe you've never been able to take before, maybe stepping into that place of seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Wouldn't that be amazing for you? Well, listen, it's possible for all of us. You know, when I started out about 35 years ago on this path to learn, to grow, to develop, to step into being a higher being on the planet, I guess that would be my words, stepping into a place that I didn't know how to step into at the time. In other words, I knew what I wanted in life, but I wasn't sure how to get there. So what I figured out, and we're going to talk a little bit about this on the show, is how to use mentors, how to use people of influence to be able to help you to obtain what you want. Over the years, I've hired, I don't know, maybe 40 coaches, and each one of them has contributed to my life. They've upshifted me in so many ways, and that was a piece of it, right? Then there were books that I've read that I'd like to talk to you about a few of those. Then there are amazing people that just came into my life and taught me what I needed to learn. So I'm sure a lot of this is happening to you, but how would you like to upscale that? How would you like to take that to the next level? Well, that's what we're doing today. I have a very, very special guest on my show today, and we're going to be talking about some of the mindsets, some of the tools, some of the information that you'll need to be able to upshift your thinking in greater and greater ways. So I hope you're as excited as I am to do this. This is going to be a great show. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my guest right here. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I have my guest today, Diana. Diana, I'm going to ask you to say, I was going to say your last name that Newman gave me, which is Coco, and then I realized, oh my goodness, this is a lot longer than that. Say your last name for us so I know.
It's Kokoska, and everybody, Ken, has troubles with it. That's why some people call me DK or Mama K or whatever, right?
I love that, though. Kokoska. What is that? Is that Eastern Europe? Is that Polish? What is that?
It's Polish. Yes, it's Polish.
Well, I bet the one thing you don't know about me is my grandmother was Polish. She came from Warsaw, and their whole family came in from Warsaw. It's a few generations back. Yeah.
I did not know that about you. And, of course, my maiden name was Colabella, so I went from Colabella to Kokoska, so I've always been spelling my name.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. I love that. Well, okay. For those of you that don't know Diana, she is an award-winning entrepreneur, former CEO, and business leader. Not sure where your bio came from, but I'm gonna paraphrase it a little bit. So Diana led Keller Williams as a CEO for many, many years. She's helped them with their training program, their coaching programs. She's taken that company from a place where it was a loss to one of the greatest real estate, I would say, dynasties out there today. Diana is also a founding member of the John Maxwell team of certified coaches. Her dedication to developing leaders and encouraging individuals to recognize and harness their innate potential has made her a very prominent figure in this industry. Well, that's just a little piece of her. She's got, it's like trying to describe the sun in a couple words. Diana, you've done so much in your world. I'm really blessed to be here with you. So I'm so glad.
Well, it's such a great opportunity, and I appreciate it. And I know we're here to add value to everybody that's watching and listening.
Yeah, we absolutely are. So you got a new book out. We're going to dive into that in a minute. But what I'd like to know is a little bit about you. I'd like to know what prompted you to start on this path of learning and growing and developing and creating this beautiful life you've created.
Well, I think it's a desire to have more and to be more, to help more people. It was very interesting because when I was young, there were five of us in the family, Ken, and we had one bathroom.
What I'd like to know is a little bit about you. I'd like to know what prompted you to start on this path of learning and growing and developing and creating this beautiful life you've created.
Well, I think it's a desire to have more and to be more, to help more people. It was very interesting because when I was young, there were five of us in the family, Ken, and we had one bathroom.
What I'd like to know is a little bit about you. I'd like to know what prompted you to start on
that? Let me in. And I opened up the door with a rat tail comb. You know how you pop the lock? And to my surprise, though, Ken, he was laying on the floor. I actually thought that he was dead. His eyes were rolled back, and I let out a scream that I think they heard around the world almost. He had a brain tumor, and back in those days, there wasn't a lot known about the brain. Now, to fast forward, they bring him home about 4 months later, and my parents, in their wisdom, bought a recording, a tape recorder, which most of the kids don't even realize what it is. Yet he would say a word, I would say a word, we'd play it back. I mean, it was just painstaking watching him learn. But I found a cycle. It was that he would learn something, he would implement it, he would fail at it, and he would learn a new way. And as he got better, he started reading children's books that we gave to him because he had to learn how to talk and walk all over again. One of those books was The Little Engine That Could. And it intrigued me with, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. So I started learning all I could about the brain, which there wasn't a whole lot out at that time. And I started asking questions of people that knew a lot, wanted to meet with doctors, wanted to know more about what is this thing and how could I learn? But that implementation of learning it, implementing it, failing at it, which a lot of people don't want to do, and then relearning a new way is what kindled me to want to become more.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you said a couple of things that I think were key. One of the things that you were talking about is helping more people. And I sense that if you want to have, more hope, you help, right? If you want to change your life and step into a greater experience, you find people that can use your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and you help them. I've used that formula for years. How about you?
Yeah, I think at the formula of serving people, I think that's why we're all here. And each and every one of us have a story that we're living out, and we're the ones that are telling the story. Yet some of the other people, do we actually have the pen? Are we creating our own story? Or have we given the pen to somebody else and living a life by default, a story that they're writing for us? And instead of being the main character of our own story, we're like a stand-in, an extra on a movie set. There's five areas that I found, Ken, that people live in a story. One is they're the victim. and a lot of people love to stay there, or they're the villain preying on other people. But very few people realize they could be the hero of their own story and then go on to be a coach and to be a mentor to other people, serving them, as you said earlier. And I want to help people change that story from where they are to where they desire to be and eventually live a legacy that they desire to leave.
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking about, well, okay, I think a lot of people live in the story. Then a lot of times they live in the story of the past.
Yes.
And they live in the story that they were socialized into, or their peers told them this is the way it is, or they watched it on TV, but it's not really the story they want to live. They have other stories that they want to live, but they don't know how to get from where they are to where they want to go. How do we get from where somebody is to that story, that new story about who they are, let's say, this great vision that they want to have?
It's such a great question, because first of all, it starts out with our thoughts, and we have limiting thoughts and liberating thoughts. And then those thoughts, as we state them over and over again, become beliefs. Our thoughts and our beliefs lead to our values that we live our life by, which make up our emotions. And our thoughts, beliefs, and values and emotions all dictate the choices that we make, giving us the mindset that we live by, the perception that we see the world through, the words that we choose, the character we become. And it's very interesting how by changing our thoughts, we can change our entire life, our entire world. And most people, well, they're held hostage by their past because of those thoughts. It's like we're living in this cage, Ken, and the bars of the cage are our thoughts, and that cage itself is our comfort zone, and we like it so much, we desire to stay there. And yet we're designed to be great, yet we continually sabotage ourselves by thinking these mediocre thoughts about who we are, and then we give ourselves experiences and encounter things that we really don't desire, yet we help bring them to us based upon the way that we're thinking.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a key here when somebody's trying to change their thinking, and it's repetition. You know, it's great to have one thought and you say, okay, I'm going to change up my thinking. I'm going to think of myself as a powerful manifester of my life, and I could choose to be good. I could choose to be great. That's great. But it's, In my world, if you go to the gym one time and you work out, you're not going to be fit. You have to go back time and time and time and time again to get that fitness so that you can start to really expand that. What do you say about that repetition piece?
Well, it's like our thought. See, when we have a thought, and to very simplify it, we shoots off of a neuron, goes along an axon, hits another neuron. In essence, it makes a path. And it's much like if you and I, we walked across a patch of grass. The first time we walked across it, it wouldn't really matter. Second time, probably not so much. Yet as we walk across that same path over and over again, eventually it makes a rut. Well, that's what happens in our brain, because neuroscience tells us nerve cells that fire together wire together. And we're so hardwired, and our brain loves to go fast. It loves easy and simple, that we have a thought and it just automatically goes down the same path. We have to be intentional, like not walking across that same patch of grass, and we take a different route. Eventually, we can wear a path that way in the grass. And the grass then grows back in the other area, which is what neuroscience tells us, that nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. So we can actually retrain our brain to a new way of thinking, taking us from limiting thoughts to liberating thoughts, like thoughts, limiting thoughts, like I'm not good enough. And if we say that over and over and over again, eventually it becomes a limiting belief that literally can play havoc with our life.
You know, I've experienced this, and I'm wondering if you have. It seems like we share a common database. And, you know, it was Nikola Tesla that said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, frequency, and vibration. And I thought to myself, I wonder what that really means. So I started doing some research about it. But what I get is that when I'm in a place that my thoughts are uplifted, I'm in a good place, right? It seems like I tap into this database of good thoughts, of good thinking, of good things that I can do beyond what's normally possible. The opposite is true too. When I'm thinking, like you just talked about, self-criticism or putting ourselves down or believing things that aren't true about ourselves, right? It's almost we tune into this universal thought database that all these thoughts start to download. And I'm not sure if it's accurate or not, but I think it is. I think that that's what we're doing. What say you?
I think it is too. See, I have a saying that you can become you can become a garbage magnet based upon all the complaining you do. In essence, complaining equals garbage magnet. For heaven's sakes, when we're grateful for things, we find more things to be grateful for. And when we're complaining, we find more things to complain about. And when you were talking about energy, when I went to college, physics and math was the thing I loved to study. And in the physics lab, I learned that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred or transformed. So what kind of energy are we transferring to other people? We're like this broadcasting station, whether it's radio or TV, that's who we are. We're a satellite, just broadcasting out all the time our energy. And in the book, I talk about the four energies of success. Being in the present moment brings energy. Having a purpose and knowing that purpose. Staying in gratitude is a great energy. And that brings confidence, which is one of the greatest energies of all. And so our thoughts help create that energy. Our actions create that energy. And this calling card, this energetic calling card that we're giving out lands on people long before we could ever hand out a business card or tell them about who we are.
100%. Well, listen, I've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to go take a little deep dive into your new book. And as you're saying about the mind, the thoughts and everything, I see it this way, and then I'll take a break so my audience can hear my point of view here. I see everything coming out of this thing we call soul, or it's called spirit or universe or God. I don't care what you name it. It's this energy, this being that's with us. Out of that comes individual souls. So spirit is over the soul. Soul is over the mind. Conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. The mind is over our emotions, what you think, you feel, emotions over actions. If you're feeling great, you're going to take great actions. Actions over results, and results over destiny. So what we're talking about here, and what Diana's talking about here, is you can change your destiny. There is no pre-programmed in your head or anything you can't reprogram, no habit you can't change up, nothing you can't shift so that you can up-level yourself in greater ways. Wait to hear about her book and how this is going to help you to move into that place that you really want to be, from where you are to where you want to be. All right, we'll be right back and take a break, and we'll...
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm with Diana Kokoska.
Yes.
And I got it right. And she's got a new book out there, and it's called Becoming More. You can't get to be better until you get to different. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Until something changes in our life, which comes from inside us, right? We have to make the change. We have to make the choice. And once we make the change, things become different. And most people, they want to just remain the same, doing the same thing, having the same routines, and they have the same thoughts. In fact, research shows that we have 60,000 thoughts a day in our unconscious mind. And it's not that we have a lot of thoughts, Ken. It's the fact that 90% of those are the same thoughts we had yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And the worst part about it is 85% of those thoughts are generally negative. So people, we get up doing the same thing. We get out of bed, we have the same routine, we drive the same way to work, we see the same people, we go through the same acts. And then we come home and we hurry up and eat, and we hurry up and do our emails or play with the kids or watch TV. And we go to bed and we start that same routine over again the next day. And then we're secretly hoping something will change. That's like being on a treadmill, going absolutely nowhere, doing the same things. Einstein said, doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result is actually insanity. So I realize that we've got to get to different before anything will change. And it all starts with choice.
Well, I like that a lot. And I think that this piece about that you just explained, how, yeah, so many people go through life, you know, that's the formula to create a mediocre life, where you wake up at the end of your life and you go, wow, you know, I did a lot of things, but I didn't feel fulfilled. And we don't want anybody on my show that's listening here to ever feel that way. We want you to be able to step into your brilliance, your greatness, and take your life to the next level. You know, one of the things we talked about before the break was, you know, there's enough information in the world. Just Google it. You know, you get information about anything. But I think information, for information's sake, it's entertaining, but it doesn't really help us grow. Which is why becoming more is so important, because you've taken the principles and the values and the wisdom that you've learned over the years, and you've put it into a book. That now people have not just information, they have a way to focus and really be able to apply these principles. Diana, let me ask you this. Two things. Okay. My first thing, I'm looking at the foreword by John C. Maxwell, who's one of my heroes. How did you get John C. Maxwell to write the foreword?
Well, he's been my mentor for 28 years. We've become very good friends. In fact, we were just texting yesterday. I'm doing a mentorship program for other people where John and I are mentoring them together. And I've been able to travel the world with John and his team, meeting with presidents and prime ministers, bringing values into the schools, and now bringing values into the schools of the U.S. that we're so excited about. It all started, though, by reading one of his books, finding out where he was, going there. And Ken, as he was, we got to learn how to get out of the people pile, right? If you're having a book signed and you just go up and hand them the book and they sign it and you walk away, or maybe even get a picture, why would they even remember you? They're doing that with thousands of people. So I get up there and he says, "And your name is," and I go, "Stop." And I put my hand over the book, right? I said, "Look at me." And he looked at me and I said, "You said on stage you were John and you were my friend. I want you to know I'm Diana with two N's, and I will become your friend. So go ahead and sign the book now." And he goes, "Oh, you're giving me permission now." I said, "Oh, yes. And if you ever want permission for anything else, do you want my phone number too?" So he started laughing. And I said, "You know what? I'll have your phone number before too long." So the next time I saw him, I did the same thing. "Remember me? I'm your friend, Diana with two N's," right? And so we just started laughing. And eventually I did get his phone number and I'm able to converse quite a bit. As I said, we've traveled together. Yeah. Great man to learn from. and a great man that adds value to many people.
I love that. So, you know, a lot of times people have these limiting patterns, right? And we, you know, it's like, it's like a fish swimming in water. The fish doesn't necessarily know it's in water. It just goes, you know, it just swims through. But we have these limited patterns that a lot of times they'll leave clues, they'll leave symptoms, but we're just kind of swimming through the water. We don't recognize them. How can we help? And let's talk about the book. In the book, talk about how the limited patterns that people have can be recognized. You address that in the book, I take it.
I do. And one of the stories that comes to mind that you're speaking about with the fish in the water is literally they put some piranhas into a tank and they put bait fish in, which the piranhas went after and ate. And then all of a sudden, they put a glass in between the bait fish and the piranhas. Well, as they would swim, they would hit their nose on the glass, right? And butting up against that glass, it hurt. And so they kept doing that over and over and over again. And then after about 30 days, they took the glass out. The bait fish swam right next to them and they wouldn't even eat it because they had been trained or their brain had been trained to know that there's a barrier between them and what it is that they desire. Now, we call those limiting beliefs. And the things that I tell people are that there's a step, a formula. In fact, a lot of people say the book is like a manual to work through your life. Yet we have to identify those limiting beliefs. Then we have to challenge those limiting beliefs. Like ask ourselves question, is this belief 100% true? Is it true constantly? Who would I be without that belief? Where did I even get that belief? And then we reframe the belief with I am statements, with declarations, with thinking of times that we were victorious over that belief and zeroing in on those times. And then we take action. We overcome that belief. We acknowledge the belief and we revisit the why. More importantly, though, every time we have that belief, we have to switch it instantly. We can't control the first thought that comes to our mind, yet we can control the second one. And once we take action to reframe it, then we can overcome the setbacks that we've taught ourselves.
Very good. I want to put the book on the screen. It's called Becoming More, and you can get this at Amazon, I take it?
Yep, and, absolutely.
Okay. And Barnes & Noble, those kind of places?
You know what? I'm not sure it's in Barnes & Noble. However, it should be. They can go to Amazon, though, for sure.
Well, that's great. Well, if it's in Amazon, they probably can at least order it at Barnes & Noble. So that's good. All right. So Becoming More. Listen, I got to take a quick break when we come back. In the book are the four energies of success, which we're going to discuss when we come back from this break. We'll be right back. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. This show grows as a result of you. So go to our YouTube channel, click on subscribe. Also, let your family and friends know about this show. From my heart to yours, until next time, may you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. Hello and welcome. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. It is a great day to be alive. That's what I know. How do you feel? I'm hoping you're thinking the same way. Well, today we have a really great show lined up for you. In fact, we're going to be talking about how to upshift your thinking, upshift your consciousness, helping you to take actions that maybe you've never been able to take before, maybe stepping into that place of seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Wouldn't that be amazing for you? Well, listen, it's possible for all of us. You know, when I started out about 35 years ago on this path to learn, to grow, to develop, to step into being a higher being on the planet, I guess that would be my words, stepping into a place that I didn't know how to step into at the time. In other words, I knew what I wanted in life, but I wasn't sure how to get there. So what I figured out, and we're going to talk a little bit about this on the show, is how to use mentors, how to use people of influence to be able to help you to obtain what you want. Over the years, I've hired, I don't know, maybe 40 coaches, and each one of them has contributed to my life. They've upshifted me in so many ways, and that was a piece of it, right? Then there were books that I've read that I'd like to talk to you about a few of those. Then there are amazing people that just came into my life and taught me what I needed to learn. So I'm sure a lot of this is happening to you, but how would you like to upscale that? How would you like to take that to the next level? Well, that's what we're doing today. I have a very, very special guest on my show today, and we're going to be talking about some of the mindsets, some of the tools, some of the information that you'll need to be able to upshift your thinking in greater and greater ways. So I hope you're as excited as I am to do this. This is going to be a great show. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my guest right here. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today. Step into your courage. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and today we are talking to Diana Kakoska about her brand new book, Becoming More. In the book, we talk about the four energies of success. Let's talk about that. What are the four energies of success, first of all?
Well, you know, our energy is something that is very interesting because when I worked in the physics lab many years ago, Ken, you can take something and put under a high-powered microscope, a very high-powered microscope, and it shows that 99.99999% is energy and 0.00001% is particle, which means that we're made up of energy. Yet what is this energy that we're portraying and transmitting to other people? And the greatest waste of energy in the world is not electricity or fuel right now. It's the greatest energy shortage that we have is the unused potential of the people, us, that we're out there, not giving it all, our all. And it's because a lot of our energy is based upon fear instead of being joyful, of worry instead of being grateful, of being nervous instead of confident. Maybe we're a little depressed instead of passionate. And so when we can incorporate the four energies of success, one being confidence. And confidence is different than self-worth, right? If we don't believe we deserve something, we'll sabotage ourselves. Yet that confidence comes from keeping victory logs, by reminding ourselves of the things that we do right, by staying in our strength zone, our giftedness, because each one of us have been given a gift. A question is, have you opened up your gift, right? The second energy is purpose. Do we know that purpose? Are we aware of what our purpose is? And are we passionate about that purpose? Do we live our life in the present moment, or are we always looking at the past? Because the present moment is where awareness takes place. And the present moment is the only place that change can occur. And it's a strong energy that brings us moving forward. And then, of course, gratitude. That's the greatest energy of all. You show me someone that is grateful, and I'll show you someone that puts out such a great energy that you're just drawn to them. They inspire you. There's something about them, and you're not exactly certain what it is. It's what they make you feel when you're there in their presence. And those energies permeate from one to another.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really powerful. It reminded me of a story of a lady that came to me who was feeling really disconnected from life and from her spouse. And I said, well, why don't you try this? Why don't you just focus on what you love for the next week? I want you to look around and think about what you love. I want you to give out love in the world. I want you to put a smile on your face. I want you to change your attitude a little bit. She said, all right, I'll try that. She came back a week later and she said, Ken, this is the weirdest thing. I don't really like little kids, but little kids are coming up to me in the grocery store and hanging on me because they, and I, she said, what happened? I said, well, you're radiating love and kids love love. And you know, it isn't that the weirdest thing though, because you know, what we're talking about is shifting consciousness. How fast can you shift consciousness?
That fast.
That fast. Yeah. And you know, That place where we remain unconscious, right? That's, I think that's the area of growth for so many people, which is why I love your book, which is why Becoming More is it's a book that helps us to become aware of what we're not aware of in many cases, so that we can do things we've never done before. You know, if we know better, we do better, most people, right? You know, and unless you got these deep seated habits that sometimes just stop us, you know, some people have the habit of procrastination, right? And they can't move to the next level. You know, when people, you know, how do you address that? You know, I know you've come across that in your years of being a CEO at Keller Williams and other area, you know, training all these coaches. How do you get them past the procrastination piece?
It's so exciting that you brought that up, because I did have a coaching client at one point that was a great procrastinator. And what we do is we use pain and pleasure, which are two forces that we really do pay attention to in our life. We're either moving towards pleasure or away from pain. Right. And 95% of us actually move away from pain. We think we're moving towards pleasure. Well, what happens is, see, let's say that your friends want you to go to a movie with them. And you go, oh, yeah, I've got to be with my friends. And yet you had a test in school. This is what happened with him. And he ended up going to the movie and he didn't do so well on the test. And he goes, I have to learn to not procrastinate. And I knew that we had to make the pain of failing the test more brutal than the pain of missing out for the show. And so we have to play and trick our minds somewhat. So he went out with his friends and I said, okay, now the test that's coming up is getting closer. What do you feel like when you fail that test? What do you have to tell your parents that are paying for college? What do you have to say? And I took him through all the pain of what happens when the test doesn't go well. And I say, now you want to go to the movies with your friends? And he said, no. And he stayed home and he actually studied for the test. And he said that one little exercise made such a difference in his life that he was able to go forward and even start talking to people about being an intern in their company. He's doing very well. He's gotten 3 promotions. He's since graduated from college. And I'm just so proud of who he has become. And it all started with him learning to play tricks with his mind of making something more painful than pleasurable, right?
I love that. It reminded me of a story. I had a client that he couldn't get to the gym. He just really, every week he'd say, yeah, I'm going to the gym. I said, listen, let's get some leverage. I said, what is it that you would never want to do and that you're going to do if you don't get to the gym? And he says, well, eat a can of dog food. And I said, eat a can of dog food. I said, I don't think I want you to eat a can of dog food because I want you as my client. But I said, okay, you're on. You're going to have to eat at least a teaspoon of this thing to get to the gym. And he learned that piece. He went, okay, I will do this from here on out.
No, isn't that the truth? I had someone that they didn't want to make phone calls.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do their lead follow-up and make certain that they called people. And it was in real estate. It was so interesting because I said, well, what do you like to do on Saturday? Well, I play with my kids. And I go, well, if you don't make your calls by Friday, Saturday, you'll be making your calls. Yeah. And he agreed to it. And he said, oh, my goodness, Friday night, I was there till late making calls. I did not want to miss that time with my kids. So, yeah, we can help ourselves out. And it's all a mindset trick, isn't it, Ken? And we have a liberating mindset.
It's a mindset trick. But here's the other part of the trick. And that is, you know, there's a message in the Christian Bible where two or more are gathered. There I am. And I don't know, there's research now around this. There's science around this. It's like when you have two or more people together and holding each other accountable, you could have a coach and a client in that space, but there's something that happens between us. And it's, you know, when somebody's holding you accountable, you step up into a greater way. And I know you've experienced that. I know I've experienced it. That's why I've had over 40 coaches in my life over a series of 30 years, because I know that without accountability, I'm going to go wander off somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere else. And not only that, I love the connections, but yeah. What do you say to that?
Well, it's like when you were talking about the gentleman going to the gym. If I'm going to the gym by myself, for heaven's sakes, a lot of times I just get up and I go, I don't feel like going to the gym this morning. I'll sleep in. Yet if I'm going to meet you at the gym, I'm going to go because I'm not going to let you go and tell you I'll be there and not show up.
That's exactly that was very succinct. That was very good. Yeah. All right. Listen, I got to take another quick break. When we come back, let's discuss a little more about the benefits in the book that people will walk away from. We will be right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being?
UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today. And step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, the Voices of Courage show. And I have Diana Kakaska here. We're talking about her new book, which is just brilliant. And it's called Becoming More. Becoming More. I just love that title. Okay, so I'm reading the book. I've got the book. I'm going through it. What are some of the benefits that the readers are going to walk away with?
I think the biggest benefit is that they're going to have a new story in their life, a story that they're proud to leave as a legacy. And when we think of legacy, Ken, we generally think of money that we leave to our kids. It's all around wealth. Yet it's really more than that. It's the relationships. It's the business, it's the spiritual, it's the intellectual, the wisdom that we've passed on. And I believe that we're here on this earth to multiply our talents, to increase, to constantly grow and help others grow through service and adding value. And this book will help you advance through change and allow you to add value to your own life as well as the life of others. In fact, one area of the book, I ask you to write a eulogy, and I know it sounds a little creepy, yet who is it that you desire to be when this time on earth passes away? What do you want people to say about you? And are you living your life that way right now? Are your thoughts taking you in that direction? Is your personal growth taking you, your energy, your words that you speak? All of these things collectively come together. And so whoever we're being today is not who we have to be tomorrow. It doesn't matter what your past is. You are constantly going from who you are being to becoming something more or something less because you never stay still, like being on a treadmill. If you stand still, well, all you have to do is look at some YouTube channels, right, on treadmill fails. You'll have a good laugh for certain.
I love that. Well, you know, what you're talking about, writing a eulogy, is very practical because what we're doing is we're getting in touch with our future self. And for me, I wrote mine out several years ago. I probably should go look at it again. You know, it's changed. But, you know, I also wrote that out for my daughters, right? I thought, well, what, you know, here's some things to make it easy for them. You know, if I pass, they're probably going to be in a very, you know, upset state, that knowing them. And, you know, here's something to help them. But I love that idea that you just said, you know, it's, you know, and I love what you're talking about, legacy, because, you know, it's like if you, my audience, we're talking to you right now, this is something you could do this week or in the next 2 weeks to be able to sit down and write out your, you know, what is the legacy? Ask the question, what's the legacy I want to leave here when I leave the planet? Right? I think they could do that. Yeah, I think that would be really powerful, and maybe even write out your own eulogy. That, you know, I believe we all get like these life reviews, Diana, right? When we leave this planet, there's a life review, right? So it's like, but you can do your life review now, Okay, you can go, here's what's working, here's what's not working, here's what I need to let go of, here's where I need to grow, and step into it so you're not coming into an unconscious life review when you leave the planet. You've already experienced that. What do you say to that?
Well, I love when you're talking about asking ourselves questions, because the brain always wants to answer a question, even if it doesn't do it out loud. And some of the questions that I like to ask myself are like, have I multiplied everything that I've been given? Have I created an increase to help others increase their life? Here's one I wrote down. Has there been growth of all I am involved in? That was a big one, because a lot of times we go in and we don't literally help grow something because, somebody else is over that type of a thing. Yet that question always hits me. Or have there been advances in all my endeavors? Everything that I'm involved in, am I working to just get even 1% better? And have there been real measurable change in myself as to who I am? And have I added value to others daily? In fact, Ken, every single morning, my phone goes off with an alarm. It's at 7 a.m. and it says, what will you do today to add value to others? And at 7 p.m., it goes off and it says, what did you do today to add value to others? And so it keeps me intentional about what it is I desire to be known for, of adding value and making a difference in other people's lives. And so we can set up our own accountability system to help us out with what it is we desire to be known for.
Well, I love that. That's a great idea, using technology to keep you on track. I just love that. Okay. Well, listen, unfortunately, we're out of time right now. Diana, thank you so much for being here. Again, the name of the book is Becoming More. I hope you can pick that up, my audience. And, what I want to say about this is that in that book, you are going to be able to grow yourself. You're going to be able to stay in a positive mindset, a mindset of gratitude, of power, of passion, of abundance. You know, that's what I know. I get you, and I know what you've done here. So thank you for that. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity, Ken.
It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. This show grows as a result of you. So go to our YouTube channel, click on subscribe. Also, let your family and friends know about this show. From my heart to yours, until next time, may you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care.